spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio, your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
They took a 2-0 sweep victory. They were able to beat Donovan West again in both of those games pretty dominantly. And Donovan West is now 0-2 in this pool play. They sit at the bottom. The Cardinals Sedgwick, they are currently 1-1 in pool play. Valley Heights, they are 1-0, and so is Ellenwood. So when we talk about this upcoming game, and that's Valley Heights, the sixth seed against number two seed, Ellenwood, this is probably the one that mathematically at this moment decides who's going to come out as most likely the winner of this pool. And again, the winner of Pool B will play the runner-up in Pool B, or Pool A, so that'll be the team with the second-best record in Pool B for the semifinal tomorrow. And Valley Heights, they want that matchup. They want to get that favorable matchup. And what's it going to take here, Dan, for Valley Heights to get this win here over Ellenwood?
I think you're going, again, from what we've seen at this point, they're probably the two best teams in this pool. Not to say that they can't get beat, because not all the time do the best teams win. But what we've seen up to this point, there's probably the two best teams in this pool. For Valley Heights, you're going to have to play the front row very well. I mean, watching that first game that Ellenwood played, they've got several hitters. They got four hitters that have over, I mean, in their stat sheet, yeah, I mean, three hitters over 200. They got a third one that's over 100 kills throughout the season. So they can spread it out so they can. Valley Heights, they're going to have to be aggressive. Rely on the Smith kid when she gets to that front row. Give her opportunities to hit. She has such a cool vertical. I mean, she's a 5'9", 5'10 kid, but, man, she can jump extremely high where she can hit the ball or hits off of blocks and things of that nature. So it should be a fun game to watch.
Yeah, so stay tuned. We'll take a couple-minute break here. I'll be right back again. Stay tuned. Valley Heights and Ellenwood up next here on KMZ 92.1.
End of summer deals are heating up here at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca. We have a variety of 6.4-liter Hemi Ram 2500 Tradesman trucks with $8,000 in rebates. We also have a variety of Chrysler Pacificas in stock with $5,000 in rebates. The number of new vehicles in stock has not been like this in years. There's also a great selection of GMC vehicles in stock as well. Come by and say hi to Dale and Tanya and experience purchasing a vehicle in a relaxed atmosphere. Most customers leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Nemaha County is blessed to have two excellent hospitals that share a single goal, providing our residents with the best possible health care services close to home. Help us maintain these quality services by voting yes to continue the 0.5% sales tax. This tax helps your hospital remain financially stable and keep equipment and services up to date. Visit yes4nmcountyhospitals.com to learn more. Remember, vote yes on or before November 5th. Paid for by Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Sabetha Community Hospital.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tune in through tonight, 2.1 KMZA, Crittenden Prophet, Dan Shoop off to my right, and Kirk Hillman back in studio helping us bring us this coverage. Valley Heights, they took the second game of the day. It was at 9:30. They played Sedgwick, and they won a straight set. They won 25-19. I tell you what, it was 19-14, 11 straight points. They rattled off to win it 25-19. They won that second set 25-17. Ellenwood, they were able to beat Donovan West. They beat them 25-9 in set number one, 25-15 in set number two. So you're talking about two really great teams here, and one team, they're going to come out of this one. Now we get the serve off here early. It's going to be now the Mustangs with the serve, and the first point of the game will go to Ellenwood, the Eagles. Off the kill shot from what I do believe is Reagan Widener.
That's interesting. Valley Heights has the Smith girl starting out in the front row.
Here a dig and an ace. What an ace to get things going here as well for the Eagles. Number 13 is going to be Met Maxwell. That's her first ace of the night. Now up 2-0 against the Mustangs. Mustangs in the black and purple top. And here, that's going to be another point after the...
Wow, that's three in a row. Is this kind of deja vu of the first game?
Yeah, Mustangs go down early and figure out how to get things going in the latter half. And you know, sometimes that's just how a team's got to get together. They got to fill out their opponent first, and here they go. Ava Smith! There she goes. She goes down for the first kill for this team.
Yeah, I mean, in that first game, they kind of started off slow. They had the Smith girl starting in the back row. They kind of changed it up. Now she has, again, get her involved early. Get those points under your belt.
She had 11 kills in that game against the Sedgwick Cardinals. Here, just bouncing right off the net. Now it's the Mustangs trying to get this one across behind the attacker's line, floating it over. That was Ava Smith. Backhand set here. Ooh. That one, not sure if it's going to get across. It does. What a hit over from Reagan Widener. Now Ava Smith finding the opening in the court, and man, she puts that through a pool.
Yeah, great vision. You love those kids that can get up in the air, kind of analyze situations while they're, I mean, this is all done in a split second and then find an open spot.
It's like the game slows down for them in a way. But here now, for the Mustangs serving over, almost a near ace for Avery Stevenson. Back row, not even handling the heat, near save from Stevenson. Man, she kept it going, but not enough hits to get it over. Yeah, not able to handle it in the back row, Mia Vermitten.
Well, you got a good vertical, see, Trenton. When you get up in the air, you got time to look around a little bit before you come down. Kind of that Air Jordan effect.
I know I do not have a great vertical. Hey, with it, Ellenwood to the serve, Reagan Widener. I can barely get up to the kitchen cabinet when I want some cookies in the morning. But right now, looking for the treat. Sticking their hand in the jar early. Up 4-2 is the Ellenwood Cardinals, but trying to put the lid on the cookie jar. That one is actually going to be Ellenwood. It's Kennedy Benke with her first block of the day against the Mustangs. 5-2.
Yeah, that's senior. She plays that front row very well.
Over the net here for Widener, the serve from the Cardinals. Ava Smith, she puts that one down on a frozen rope.
Looking from a coach's perspective, I just love the strategies involved. She hit middle that last time, then she turned around, Smith girl, went to the outside and hit one down line. They're always moving those good players around that front row.
I mean, it really felt like there was a good opening in the middle, and that's where kind of like the flow was going, and then she just turned it away and went down that rope side. And here, speaking about ropes, that one's also put one on Kennedy Benke, her first kill.
I'm why I'm looking down, because, yeah, see, that was a good kill. You're good hit.
6-3 now, Benke. She's got two of the 6 points here for the Ellenwood Eagles, and three of the 3 points here for the Mustangs are all from Ava Smith. Step opportunity. Oh, no, that one's going to be a changeup. Barely getting over, saved by Vermitten. What a play. Deflected at the top of the net by the Mustangs, and a violation against the Mustangs up on the top of the net. The Eagles get the point, 7-3.
Now, Ellenwood team is a young team with one senior, the kid that's serving right now.
Cross that here, getting mentioned the server. That was Batchman. Going to get down for another point here.
That's something you don't see very often. Your person serving, your team got in the net on the serve.
And that's going to be an unfortunate error in the first point. That's gone off an error here for the Mustangs. It's now 7-4. They're within by three. Trying to take that angle shot, not able to put it down. Set up for Vermitten, and she goes down.
That's what you like to see with Valley Heights is another kid, that Vermitten kid, when she gets to the front row, get her involved, get her some hits.
Vermitten, she had four kills in that game against Sedgwick. An opportunity, nice dive and save from Paige Miller. Sent over by the little bear of the Mustangs. Nice coordination from the Mustangs, but put away by Ellenwood again. Coming up with it, taking away the momentum is Benke. Here to serve, getting it over. It was Batchman. Opportunity, Miller, Meller, setting up Kerber, and she's got a kill down Broadway.
Well, these kids know how much this game means. I mean, they're really pumped. Both sides are.
Now you're near side. We're working from right now near to far, and near side to us, closest to the Mustangs, and the farthest from us is the Ellenwood Eagles. Best of three here, and wow, that one just came out like a power shot, but that one from Caitlin Henry had too much power in it. That's a service error. Now 9-6. 9-6 now, substitutions coming in here for the Eagles, stepping in and to the rotation, Reese Stickney. Back to serve now for the Eagles. Trying to look to store this one just over the net. Crowd drilling silent here. Again, student sections big for both sides. We don't have a huge crowd here tonight. The seats aren't quite packed. I'd say about 25% maybe capacity has been filled up right now. Turber, she almost just put one nice in the back row. Couldn't get the follow through, though. Put across by Widener. And now Turber puts a little finesse on it. Couldn't get it to go down, though. And now, back again, Widener, deflected at the front row unit. Ava Smith comes in, has a nice foot. And now, going over for, I believe, the point. No, was not tipped. It'll be a point for the Eagles. This goes out of bounds.
Yeah, you got to remember, this is Friday. All these kids and people have to take off work to get here, take off school to get here.
Yeah, but still a good show out from everybody. Again, both communities coming up here to support massively and big with these two communities. Pushed across, Vermitten. Now Ava Smith, now Jokey Parker, who tried to put it over. She got it, but wasn't able to stick. But here, sticking one down, Reagan Widener. Another kill for her after second of the set. Now 11-6.
I tell you, I like that number five, that Reagan Widener kid. I mean, left-handed, 5'10", junior.
It's not often you see a left-handed hitter, an outside hitter. But, man, she has been dominant on the year. She had 203 kills coming into today. She is well past over 210. Here, opportunity for Parker, and Parker gets blocked by the front row unit. Coming up there, Kendall Moore.
Hey, you still want to be able to call a timeout here, but still want to be aggressive. They just got to find a way around those double blocks of Ellenwood.
Ellenwood now up 12-6, Valley Heights. They just called their first timeout of set number one. We'll be back here in 30 seconds here on KMZN 2.1.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building a robust fiber network. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it is now 12-6. The closest it was last was when it was 8-6. But going on a big run here of four straight points has been the Cardinals, and they're rolling right now. Again, up 12-6 right now in set number one here against Valley Heights. Vermitten trying to put one down the back row. Gets picked up by Paige Miller. And then now back down, back row. Great shot by Kendall Moore. He was Reese Stinky, who had the dig in the back row for the Eagles and the put down by Moore.
And Ellenwood is playing so well this morning. They have been. It's game one.
Reese Stickney here to serve. Gets it over the net here for the Cardinals. Where is sitting Vermitten. Vermitten back into her hands. Pops it up here. Back set up opportunity for Turber. And Turber, they're going to give it the point for the Mustangs.
Oh.
Just tipped off by what's have been off the left hand barely of Maxwell.
Excellent awareness by the hitter there, Torber. They realize it did get set.
Torber gets this one served over. Popped up straight up in the air. A great opportunity. Deflected. Great dig, but unfortunately into the ground. Torber really put her body in the line to try to save that one. Couldn't get it to go up.
an excellent job on the front row of blocking. And you see it sometimes some of those kids try to dig it after they block it. Well, it's not usually their responsibility if you got correct coverage.
Well, miscommunication here on the Mustangs, not able to handle the serve, won't go down as a serving ace, but ball handling error against the Mustangs. They're now down 15-7. Set number one. Serving here, Brennett Jacob. Brennett Jacob, she's a sophomore, sitting at 5'7", gets this one just over the net. Opportunity for Paige Miller, sitting Josie Parker! That one's parked! All the way back. 15-8. And Parker, that is her first kill here in this game against the Ellenwood Eagles. That's just her fourth kill tonight. She had three kills earlier against the Cardinals in the second game of the morning, but the first game for Valley High. Buckets are going to get a violation against the net here against the Mustangs. Now 16-8, Ellenwood leads in set number one. Back to serve, Met Maxwell. Hasn't contributed to the score sheet yet tonight for the Eagles, but in that first game, she had three against Donovan West. Here, and a great block from the right side. What a play from Olivia Batchman. She's just a sophomore, sitting at 5'6", but she just got a block on the right side. Now 17-8. First point of this game here for her. Josie Parker gets blocked right back into her. She does a nice job picking up with the right hand. Ava Smith, looking at that back left corner. Excuse me. They did a hop and a skip over all the defenders and ran into the back row. Now 17-9. And Smith, that's her fourth kill in the set against the Eagles. We're still in set number one. It's 17-9. Over the net now, opportunity here, set up for the near side, Benke, she puts that one out of play. 17-10 now, the Mustangs, only trailed by 7. Back to serve here for the Mustangs, again, Mustangs coached by Susan Steinford, it's Avery Stevenson, she's got the serve, gets it across, set up, backcourt set for Widener, and Widener puts that one down strong on the near left side, not able to handle the heat, that's a kill.
Yeah, great back set by that 13 Maxwell kid. And I'm wondering if that's not her dad, that's the head coach. They both have the same last name, and they have an assistant coach named Maxwell. So maybe it's a family deal, kind of similar to what D. West's situation is.
Yeah, D. West with her head coach, Carla Johnson being the mom, and her two daughters out on the floor being both Katie and Courtney Johnson. But here with it, we're with the Valley Heights Mustangs, and I believe they're getting the point. They do. Great kill shot by Ava Smith.
Yeah, that touched the line. It barely touched the line, but a heck of a shot by Ava Smith.
Smith, five kills in this set against Ellenwood. She's got five of the team's total 11. It's 18-11. Getting the serve over here, Paige Miller. Miller gets it across the net here. Now opportunity and put right into the net. A point for the Mustangs. Going to the net, Olivia Batchman. Now 18-12. Back-to-back points here now for the Mustangs. Set up here for the Eagles. Oh, and that one was straight at the face of Lavero. Benke putting absolute steaming hot heat on it.
Yeah, that was a facial there. That was a hit.
Yeah, that was straight into the face of the Mustangs. Now 19-12. Three straight kills here. Now going, diving both.
Ooh.
Nice save. Good opportunity here to put it across the Eagles, now the Mustangs trying to find Cherber, blocked, deflected into the net. That's a kill for Cherber.
I mean, those two kids, the senior back there, number 23, they bumped heads. I think one of them's hurt.
They're still playing here, 19-13, opportunity to put one down. Libero in the back row, Mustangs picks it up, now Vermitten, goes over the net here, right hand put off by Cherber, pushed over by Benke. Now back Mustangs, they get it across. Eagles pushed it two-hand over. Sinke. Now free ball sent across by Krista Porter. First time getting her in action here called today, and a nice kill put down from number 9, Olivia Batchman.
Yeah, the senior went out. I mean, she bumped heads. They both dove after ball and hit head-to-head. Kind of knocked her a little bit loopy.
Well, it's currently 20-13. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KMZ 92.1. The lead is Ellenwood.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, again, we mentioned Ben Key, the senior here for Ellenwood. She's going to step off. She's a lone senior for Ellenwood, which makes this team really dangerous when you consider them next year. But, again, she collided heads with a fellow teammate, so she's now off to the bench. Here serving now, again, Olivia Batchman, and a near ace, and she gets it. She's got a kill, a block, and an ace here in set number one against Valley Heights, and Valley Heights right now down 21-13. Then over again, this one, the service error, that's going to be a nice little break here for the Mustangs. Now 21-14, only up by a touchdown score for the Eagles. Substitution in here, the first time we've seen her number, the Mustangs, Kaylin Emery, in set number one.
Hey, football, Valley Heights won last night, didn't they? Football.
Valley Heights did win. They dominated that one on Thursday night, and their football crowd comes in here to support their volleyball community, as they've already won one game today, and they're trying to win a second here. Great kill from Ava Smith. 21-15, Ava Smith. What a set number one. She's got six kills. She represents six of the team's total 15 points here in set number one. Put across here, Ava Smith picking up in the back row. Paige Miller sitting across here to the mitten. Mitten Bowles putting it down, but a ball handling issue. So it won't be the point. Credit to Vermitten. But Mustangs, they get the point anyway. Now 21-16. Going on a run here is Valley Heights. They have scored now three straight. And now the Cardinals, they get themselves right back to possession, 22-16. Mustangs not able to handle it at the service line. That's always a crucial part for teams to make up at. Again, 22-16 here, 2 points away from set point, 3 points away from the set win of set number one, Valley Heights, the 60, taking on the second seed, Ellenwood. Over the net now, Vermitten pops it up. Being picked up in the back row now, Vermitten. She's going to send it over on a free ball behind the attacker's line. She gets it across. Great setup. And finesse tap, Kendall Moore. The way she went about that, that was a high IQ play.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of putting the heat on it, she just went just over the defenders on the double block, and it went right down behind them like a teardrop. Now Turber, she tries to do the same thing, trying to put it behind defenders. Couldn't get the drop down here, and it looks like it's going to be a point here for the Mustangs. 23-17. Ball hit the antenna for the Eagles.
I'll tell you what, Ellenwood's the real deal. They got a complete package there. I'm trying to just, as I'm watching this game, where their holes are at.
And Turber gets it across the net. Set up opportunity, left side here, trying to get it put down. She does. Kendall Moore. Three kills and a block.
The senior's coming back in.
Benke making her way back onto the floor again. She was out for a little bit, colliding with a teammate. And now we're on set point, 24-17. Right now with it, it's the Ellenwood Eagles lead, and they secure set number one with a hitting error from Josie Parker from the Mustangs. It's 25-17. That wraps up set number one, but Valley Heights are going to win set number two if they want to set number three. We'll be back here in 2 minutes on KMZ 92.1 for set number two, the Mustangs taking on the Eagles.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955. Citizens State Bank. with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is also KMZ 92.1. You're locked into Crin and Profit, Dan Shoup off my right, and Kirk Hillman back in the studio. And set number one, victorious 25-17 for the Ellenwood Eagles. They came out and they got really dominant. But Valley Heights, they need to win set number two to force set number three. And Dan, how are they going to get it done?
Yeah, it's a tough task. You're going to have to continue to mix it up and get your hits from different locations on the floor. Ellenwood just has so many blockers and so many attackers on the front. It's hard to find weak areas. But you got to, keep being aggressive. Try to hit your spikes off of the blocks, not at them, to deflect them, and maybe get fortunate on some errors that they might make.
Ellenwood Eagles to start the serve here in set number two. It's Bennett Jacobs, the 5'7" sophomore, to get things started. Ava Smith puts this one down. The first point of this one goes to the Valley Heights Mustangs.
That's the way to do it. Give Smith the ball. Again, she has such a vertical. She's a kid that can hit around blocks, can hit off of them, so keep setting her up.
Believe it or not, it's the first time Valley Heights has scored the first point of any set here tonight. They took a 2-0 sweep win against Cedric earlier at 9:30, but in that one, they were down 3-0 to start both sets. Here now, long rally between both ones, both teams, Valley Heights and the Cardinals. Both teams just blocking it across from each other, but putting it away with the kill shot, Reagan Weidener.
Yeah, got to play the net well. You got to continue to play the net well. Get your hands on those hitters. They're just deep. They're deep for a 2A team with that many hitters. Yeah. At a high level.
Turn for the Eagles. Matt Maxwell. Smith picks up. Paige Miller back to Smith. Smith going to that backcourt line, and it didn't hit the line. Instead, it went off the hands of Reese Stickney. It didn't stick to her. In fact, it rolled right off of her.
That's a good way to start. Being aggressive, attacking.
Smith already two kills to start this one. And set number two for the Mustangs, up 2-1. Back set here, opportunity. And that's going to be a violation into the net of the Eagles. The Mustangs now start 3-1, and a must win, set two.
Yeah. They definitely take advantage of it with Smith in the front row, try to get as many points as you possibly can while she's up there.
Again, right now, the pool results is Valley Heights and Ellenwood are the two teams that have not taken a loss yet. Dolphin West is 0-2, and Cedric is 1-1. Here, trying to pull away closer to a victory is the Eagles. A nice put down by Kennedy Banky. She was out for a little bit, and in the first set, she came back in. Here, she makes an early start, getting a kill. It's now 3-2. Mustangs only up by one.
It's tough. When they do those quick sets and they can put it down, the timing of your blockers, it's tough. You got to keep your eyes out on what they're doing. And you see kids coming up with their approach, realizing it might be a quick hit.
Paige Miller set up for Ava Smith. Ava Smith puts that one down with finesse, couldn't get it to go down. Push across, two hands over by Maxwell. Opportunity to Paige Miller going backwards set here to Turber. And that one, you've got to go down for a kill.
And that's a kid that, had some moments in that first game. The Turber kid is getting her involved and keep being aggressive.
Turber is a senior. She sits at 5'9", great length, and she's a great player up at the top of the net for the Mustangs. 4-2 right now is also the the Mustangs, but now they're only up by one, 4-3, with Banky getting her second kill of this set. Man, she has been unstoppable.
Well, two in a row, they did quick hits, and they tried to double block her, but they weren't even off the ground yet when she hit, because the timing is so hard to adjust to when you quick hit like that.
Benke, the serve to get it across here, getting picked up. It's Paige Miller, but that one's into the net. That's going to go down as an ace for the Eagles. They have now tied this game at 4-4. An ace credited to, again, the lone senior here on this L1 team, Kennedy Benke. Or the net here being played out of bounds, remitted, but it does get put across by Miller. Opportunity to getting it up. It's going to be hustled to the back row, but another kill shot taken from the Eagles front.
And that's what they've been, their strategy is up to this point in this second game is let's do quick hits. It really has thrown the timing off the Valley Heights blockers.
5-4, Valley Heights now down by one to Ellenwood, putting that one down on a rope. You couldn't put a credit card right there on that back line. You decided. What a
Vermitten kid. Nice hit.
Exactly, Vermitten putting that one down as her second kill of this game here. It's now 5-5. Serve here, it's going to be number 17, Caitlin Henry, to get it across for the Mustangs. Coming up and putting it away will be number 7, Kendall Moore. That's her second kill of this set and her fifth kill against the Mustangs. Now 6-5, the Eagles lead.
Let's keep battling.
Stay tuned for our next game as well on KMZA Semmelcast with Care. Will have both Mustangs out on the court, so no horsing around. It'll be Dauphin West and Valley Heights. And here, not playing around at all, it's number 19, Ann Turber, putting down that one for a kill.
Yeah, great cross-court hit there by Turber. Yeah, great venue. I mean, of all the venues that the state volleyball's in, we picked the best one. I really love Dodge City's venue.
Dodge City, again, at the wireless stadium here, and that's going to be a kill for the Eagles. Now 7-6, they retake back to lead. United Wireless Arena Stadium, just
yeah,
built not too long ago.
And I've been to all of them. I've been to Hutch. I've been to Salina. Added to Hayes. You just can't beat this place.
And someone right here, well, they're trying to take the state championship here tonight. Right now, set up opportunity, Miller going to Vermitten, and she's blocked from the front. What an effort from Kendall Moore getting the block.
Yeah, great network by Ellenwood. I can't stress it enough. They've done, up to this point, an excellent job playing the net.
Now 8-6. Here to serve is Technique to get it over for the Eagles. Dig up by the right hand by Benke. Great play. Then Widener. Sent across by Maxwell. Josie Parker goes to that back right corner with the right hand spin across. And now going up. Widener. Great save from the back row. Turber. And the libero gets over for the Mustang. What a rally between these two teams.
Oh.
What another save. Oh, that one's called. They said it hits the ground, but Turber doing some work in the back row to really keep things going there for the Mustang.
Great effort by Valley Heights.
Reese Dickney across the net here, but a low drop almost went into the net. Ava Smith going to the back court, pops up all the way up into the air. It's going to be sent over on one more hit here. Snickney gets it over on a free ball. Huge opportunity to get up a good set for a kill. Sent back across, great block, backhand hit across, back by Vermitten. And now angle shot taken. Turber keeps it, put right back down.
Oh.
He's going to get a point here, a violation against the Mustang.
I mean, again, you guys, if you love volleyball, man, this action is just exciting to watch. Watching the kids go after, they're always moving, knowing their responsibilities. Great effort.
We're going to take a 30-second timeout here. The Eagles right now leading set number 2. They won set number 1, but right now set number 2, they lead 10-6. We'll be back in 30 here on KMZA.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. Your Smoke and Hot Deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning. Maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemitchellappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your Smoke and Hot Deal today at Mitchell Appliance and Sonica.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
10-6 right now. It's the Illinois Eagles that currently have the lead in set number two. They won set number one, 25-17. They've been real dominant here against this pair of Mustangs tonight. Ellenwood, they won against the first set of Mustangs, 25-9, 25-15 against Donovan West, and here they're dominating Valley High against the number one win, 25-17. And right now up 10-6, Mustangs needing to win a set number two to force set number three. We haven't seen a set number three from either side of the court from any team tonight. Here now, a nice point of attack for Josie Parker. She's got her second kill of that game against the Eagles. It's now 10-7.
Yeah, I've seen them in an open gap down line, so maybe Valley High will start attacking down line just a little bit more.
Vermitten the serve for the Mustangs. Now just getting put across here. A great bump from Vermitten. Set from Turber. Ava Smith in the back attacker's line. And man, she didn't have a lot of height to put it across, but she stripped it down and got a kill.
Yeah, they got her back in the front row. Now Valley High needs to get her involved.
Smith, three kills in this set. She's got nearly 10. And what a kill there. Right down Broadway, Kendall Moore. She found an opening you can run a truck through. She put that one in for a kill. It is now 11-8.
Ooh.
And now, what a great point of attack, Benke. You just made the noise that probably the entire crowd should have made. That was an ooh-like play with the big, strong hit that was just not able to be very well received. It is now 12-8, but now responding quickly, it's Ava Smith.
Or the went down line. I mean, from if there's any type of area where you can hit to and not let the blockers hit, there's just an open gap, just a little open gap, about a foot, that you can go down line. Ava Smith hit it.
Smith, now with 10 kills tonight. Here she is racking up, well, actually 10 kills, excuse me, in just this game against the Eagles. Set up here for, again, Ava Smith, I believe this one should go down for a kill. Well, not, they're going to say...
Oh, they're saying four hit, or didn't get touched?
They're going to say it didn't get touched. I really thought it might have hit the hands of the front row unit, but they were going to credit that to Ellenwood. 13-9, up by four now, in set number two against the Valley Heights Mustangs. Still, again, broken record, but this is a must-win set number two to force a set number three. Remitting, getting down and picking up at the dig, and now putting it away. Oh, what a shot to keep things going here for the Eagles, and just breaking that down. Ava Smith took one on, she shot it down on a rope, picking it up with Reese Dictate. She didn't have any choice of where it bounced or ricocheted, but luckily it went to the libero, Brenna Jacobs, off to the left side, and they were just able to get it over. Near ace here, Vermitten, she's going to put it across for the Mustangs. It is 14-9 now, up by 5, set number 2, deflection. Paige Miller, Ava Smith, blocked right back at the Mustangs, trying to, for second time, to charm, and they get it. Ava Smith for the kill.
Yeah, that play before Ava Smith, there was nobody to touch Ava's hit. And I mean, it was a missile right at that kid in the back row. It was like, protect yourself. And she made a great pass to get it up.
Smith, 11 kills in this game against the Eagles. Put over here by Paige Miller for the Mustangs. Trying to put this one down. What a great pickup by Vermitten. And now Ava Smith trying to put it away. But a great block from the front row. Chris Reagan Widener.
Yeah, she's going to have to take a little bit better angle at her spikes. I mean, either go down line or not go really more cross court to get it deflected off those blockers.
15-10 right here, trying to get that serve over. Reagan Widener gets it across, picked up from Minden, and then that put away by Ava Smith.
That or get her on the opposite side of the court and make her hit something else, show something to Ellenwood they haven't seen yet.
Ava Smith, 12 kills against the Eagles tonight already. She has a combined total of 23 kills. She has been ecstatic on the score sheet. But here also, Benke. Benke, she's been great tonight, too. She gets another kill here to get on the board for the Eagles. 16-11. Still a 5-point lead in a must-win set for the Mustangs in set number two. Across the net here. That's going to be an ace right down the line off the right side. There was no one there to cover. Benke with an ace.
That senior leadership is doing what she has to do to get her team
Fenke. She's got three aces tonight, two against the Mustangs. Backdoor setup here for Turber. Man, she goes in for a nice kill.
Yeah, I like how she went down line. I mean, Gazellewood's done an excellent job because, again, they're so long in that front row. They do an excellent job playing at the net. It's trying to down line, and she did there, and it went off the blockers out of bounds.
Caitlin Henry now to serve here for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Again, this is a 6-seeded seed against the second-seeded team is in Ellenwood. They are currently down right now in set number two, and the lead only gets stronger for Ellenwood. A nice kill shot from Kendall Moore. That is her fourth of this set. It is now 18-12. Set number one again. Heights lost 25-17 against the Eagles. The Eagles, they have won all their sets they played today. They are 3-0 in the sets played, trying to go 4-0. Deflection. That one's going to be a point for the Mustangs. The kill from Turber. 18-13, Turber. She's got two kills in the set, three kills on the game. On the night, she's got over six. Deflection right back at the Eagles, trying to play it from the attacker's line. Now coming up for the kill shot here, Maxwell puts it over. Smith, Vermitten, picking up with the right-hand dig. This one's still going, but I think they're going to...
Might have an inadvertent whistle. No.
Nope, they're going to give it...
No, they're going to give it a Eagles. Yeah, a lift on Valley Heights' side to give the point to Ellen. I thought maybe... Because he initially called for a replay.
For a replay.
Both thumbs up, a replay, like it was an inadvertent whistle or something, because he may have blew it a little bit early, because Valley Heights made some great saves. Yeah, that's an interesting call.
Yeah, but they call again. They call the lift against the Mustangs. It puts them down by 6, 19-13. A must win set number two. Cross net here to Stinky. Tiffany, we got to Ava.
Good
back set. Put down by Mia Vermitten. And you mentioned the back set right there. That's a great setup opportunity. And now it's 19-14, drawing within five.
Yeah, that's difficult. When the setter can back set like that, put it on the money. High level volleyball.
Vermitten, she puts it across here for the Mustangs, and now a nice dig from the back row. Great by Turber, over Paige Miller. She sends it over for the Mustangs. Picked up now Paige Miller once again across, over by Ava Smith. One more hit to get it over, and that's too many hits. That's going to be a point for the Mustangs.
Great effort. Great effort on their side.
Yeah, you really want to credit there Ava Smith. She had that.
Got to make a run here. Valley Heights, you got to make a run here, 3 or 4 points in a row.
It all starts with the service line. Mia Vermitten over the net, looking to the back row side of the court, out towards the attacker's line. A good set for Stickney, and Stickney goes in for a nice kill. I think that was Maxwell. That's out 20-15. That puts the Eagles just 4 points away from match point. Brenna Jacobs, libero, goes back to serve for the Eagles. Miller setting up Smith, just puts it over with a little bit of finesse with the right hand. Tipped back. Opportunity here. Going up, trying to shoot it down, and getting the shot down. Ava Smith.
Yep, good down low, down line hit there by Smith. She's kind of realized where there's an open area, and she's trying to exploit it until Ellenwood makes an adjustment.
Seven kills a set for Ava Smith. It's her 13th of the game against Ellenwood. Tonight she's got over 24 kills. Over the net, into the net, Reagan Widener for the Eagles.
No, we talked about that run. I mean, Valley Heights has kind of got the momentum here. They can continue it up.
Just got to keep that momentum shifted towards you. Avery Stevenson gets it across here. Now Reagan gets it back. Nice dive by Turber. And now pushed across by Miller. Opportunity, right side, hit. Picked up by Vermitten. Great dig. And now almost a great kill placed by Ava Smith. Back across here. Long rally Bruna between both teams. Huge momentum killer. If this can get put down, and man, the Mustangs. Ava Smith, another kill for her.
Great intelligence by the Valley Heights setter. Smith is feeling it. Keep setting her. She'll find a place, a hole somewhere.
And that's going to be, again, another kill for her. She's got eight in this set. It's 20-18. A timeout called by the Eagles. We'll take a timeout here as well at 92.1 KMTA. Stay tuned.
Turn. Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, from what we've seen tonight, we're definitely watching the two best teams so far. Again, both these teams
have not taken a loss in this pool,
and they have not taken a loss yet, but someone's going to come out of this pool game with a loss between Ellenwood and Mustang. And almost a great dig and effort, but too many hits. It's actually just going to be called outside the antenna is what they'd be.
I'll tell you, this Ellenwood coach, he really gets into it. He's the first coach today that, I mean, he's very passionate to get those kids motivated and fired up. Again, first male coach we've seen, too. But he really gets spirited.
21-18, up by three, is the Eagles, and they got another point. Great block from the front row unit.
But again, a great setup for Valley Heights. They went to the player they wanted to, but give the credit to the double block for Ellenwood.
And only just 2 points away from match point. Opportunity to put it down. And now what a kill shot from Krista Porta. That's the first time she has scored a point tonight against the Ellenwood.
They mixed it up. I mean, they were kind of, Ellenwood was kind of keying on the Smith kid. They mixed Alex's job at Valley Heights and mixed it up.
22-19, down by three, and a must-win set number two. Set up opportunity here. A late jump, but still a great finish for Kennedy Benke. And now it is 23-19, only 1 point away from set point for the Ellenwood Eagles.
I mean, you see the same thing. I mean, you go to your best player. When a game's on the line, you go to your best player.
Over the net here. Back set, Ava Smith, and she's got a kill.
Yep. They needed it, and they got it from her. Just like the time before, Ellenwood went to their senior leader, and the Kennedy kid, to get a point for them. I mean, rely on those kids. They're the reason why they're there.
Smith represents 9 of the total 20 points right now her team has in set number 2. And right now, Benke goes down for another kill shot for Ellenwood to put them on match point 24-20.
She's tough. That kid's tough, and then
big toughness from her. She has been ecstatic. Again, stay tuned after this game. We'll have up next the Jonathan West and Valley Heights team, and that will be secured here for the Eagles. They win 25-20, a handling issue here for the Mustangs to finish the second set. So set finishes of 25-17 and 25-20. We'll be back in 2 minutes here to recap this one, and then we'll send it back just for a couple minutes, and we'll be back for the final game here in pool play that we're going to be covering, Valley Heights. This is Jonathan West. Stay tuned.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building robust fiber networks. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Local, family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from JBN Telephone Company. For a limited time, get blazing fast gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month for a gig of download and upload speed. Perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785 866-2310 today or visit jbntelco.com for more details.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, right now we're just going to give you a quick recap of what we got, and then we're going to take a five-minute break and be back for the final game that we're covering here at the 12:30 slot. But, again, there's 10 minutes for that one. It's Valley High taking on Donovan West. Donovan West is right now 0-2 in pool play. Valley High, so they just dropped to 1-1 after the loss to Ellenwood. Breaking that one down, they lost first set 25-17. They lost the second set 25-20. It was still a great performance, though, however, from, again, Ava Smith. She had quite a two sets. She had 6 kills in set number one. She had nearly 10 kills in set number two. Tonight, she's well over 25 kills. She's been a firework all night long. And you talk also about Turber. She had 3 kills. Vermitten, she had 2 kills against Ellenwood. But really, it was just Smith who was putting a primarily focus there. And they were able to get her shut her down in the latter half of both the first set and the second set. But again, we'll be back in a couple more minutes, about 5 to 6 minutes, give it to us, and then we'll be back here for Valley Heights in Johnson West, the last coverage here that we'll have on KMZ 92.1 until later at 3:30, which we'll get started with Centralia taking on some good teams. So again, be back here in a couple more minutes for Valley Heights in Johnson West. Stay tuned for a pair of Mustangs.